Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors.
Welcome once again to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning as we bring to you another profound and beautiful discussion from Imam Shahid Shabazz on the world and everything it appears to be real, but every moment it is disappearing. Yes, yes, as you can see, this is definitely a profound discussion that requires you to think and ponder people on what's going on and what's going on here. And we have a lot of food for thought for you today. I bring the show to you from our host Imam Shahid Shabazz, who has been traveling for many, many years in Dawah, teaching the word of Allah, our Creator, and bringing the truth to you, and helping to you to wake up and think, put on your thinking cap, come back to the real you. Yes. And now, before I continue to go on, I can talk later, but we need to hear from the host who has been waiting here even when I put the show on today. His name is up here. So he has been here waiting for you this morning, and I will not hold him any longer. But remember, push that number one button if you have anything to say. Push the number one button on your phone. And your phone number will show up in the studio, and I will be glad, or we will be glad. I don't like the I because it's me. I will show you yours. We will be glad to have you join us and participate in the discussion. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you this morning, my brother?
Well, I give all glory, all praise and thanks to the Creator, Allah, the Creator of all people, not only the Creator of all people, but the Sustainer and Cherisher and Protector of all people. I give all praises to Him for blessing us all to come back from a state next to death. When He put us to sleep, He put us next to death. So He's given us another chance today to get it right, to get our life in order with His will, so that when we return after our death and resurrection and judgment, and He judge us, that we can have the best opportunity to go to heaven, to His eternal heaven, and not go to the eternal hellfire that He has prepared for those who reject faith in Him in this world just because they want to, and they want to use the excuse, well, if it is a God, why can't I do wrong? And you'll hear that. And we're going to the prayer, but this is important. You hear people, and they don't have to say it, but the way most people live is like, you know, they getting away with the wrong they're doing because they don't. The Creator, Allah, He said when He decreed His creation, He decreed that His mercy prevail over His wrath. So that means that He's long in punishing us. He's not quick to punish us. He let us go a long time in our wrong, in our sin, in our own evil and wickedness before, and He don't punish us then. We go, He said the end of evil is evil. So he let us go a long time before He let all our own evil come back and destroy us. So, people, this is what this talk is all about today. It's about you understanding your true purpose of life. And we look at the world today, we know all this evil, killing, murdering, and everything. This is not the purpose of life. That ain't life. It's death. We see death all around us. So we know the majority of people cannot be living the way of life that Allah created for us to live. So with that said, we will open with the prayer of Fatiha. This is the opening prayer in the Holy Quran, the final revelations to all humankind, from Allah's last prophet to all humankind, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah. Special prayers and peace be upon him. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata mustaqim. Sirata ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Ameen. We just said, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, Allah, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray from your straight way. Amen. Yes, so we thank you again, people, for joining us today. We say assalamu alaikum again. That means peace be unto you all. We want to start here, people, and this goes along right with our title. This is from the Holy Quran, the final revelations of Allah. It's Surah 6, and it's Ayat 30, the footnotes right under Ayat 30. It's Allah say the life of this world is empty. You know what empty means? It means it's empty, means nothing there. Allah say what is serious is the life hereafter. Allah say the teachers of His truth, they are not bought, meaning that I'm one of His teachers, meaning that we're not afraid and don't want to move and go out and do His will because by people's frivolous objection of us and insulting us or persecuting us. We still go out in spite of that because we know Allah is our protection. Allah say the wicked people, all wicked people, whether they say they're Muslim or Christian or whatever, He know your wickedness. Wickedness is wickedness. You can't put them lame. I've heard some Muslims say the worstest Muslim is better than a kafir or a non-Muslim. They crazy. The worstest Muslim is worse than any human being on the planet Earth because they have the truth and they won't live by the truth. So how are they going to be better than somebody who don't know the truth? How you know if the person didn't know the truth, if they knew the truth, wouldn't be living the truth, living by the words of Allah, when you know this Muslim or these Muslims that got the truth, even speaking this truth in the language of the Quran that Allah revealed in Arabic, and still living a wicked life. So Allah say the wicked, all of you wicked people, munafiquns and kafirun, that means the rejecters of faith and the hypocrites in religion. Allah say they will all be cut off to the last group on this earth. He said He is soon going to cut them all off. So if you got that wickedness in you and you think it's about you and not about your Creator, and you think you are going to please yourself by doing what you want to do and not pleasing your Creator, you are sadly mistaken. You are about to be destroyed and go somewhere that you can't even imagine the horrors. You think this world is horrible? It's nothing compared to the hellfire waiting on you on the other side. If you don't submit your will right now, not tomorrow, not the next minute, the next breath, you should be submitting your will, asking your Creator, take my will, because my will leads me into ill and wrongdoing, and your will is all good. Your will leads me to all good. So Allah say his divine wisdom in the Quran, it pervades the whole of his creation, meaning that his wisdom is in all his creation. You can learn wisdom just by looking at his creation if you think. But you got to think. When you look at things, you got to think about what you're looking at and ponder. And if you want to know, why is that sun out there? Why is the moon out there? Why am I here? Allah's wisdom is in his creation. If you got faith in him, he'll teach you his wisdom in his creation. That's how he did Prophet Muhammad. This man couldn't read or write, but was the wisest man Allah created. Why? Because Allah told him to read. He said, I can't read. Allah sent his angel Jibril, alayhi salam, peace be upon both the prophet and the angel Jibril, in the form of a man, and told the prophet to read. He said, I can't read. And then he asked him a second time. He said, I can't read. Then he asked him a third time and came closer to him. He said, I can't read. And then he told him, read in the name of thy Lord who created a man from a clot of congealed blood. Read, and thy Lord is most bountiful. So Allah said his wisdom, you can learn how, about your creator and your purpose of life. If you just got a pure heart and you want to live a good life, you can learn. You ain't got to open up no book. This whole world is an open book of the creator. And he's given us a personal book called our record of deeds. And if you learn the right way to live and get that record full of good deeds in your heart, he called it the tablets of your heart. So everybody got a record. It's called a tablet of your heart. And every time you desire evil or good, and you talk evil or good or do evil or good, it is all put in that record in your heart. And it will be brought out on the day of judgment for your judgment to determine whether you're going to spend eternity in the heaven of Allah or the hell that he prepared for those who want to have their heaven here in this world of evil called a fool paradise. So Allah say in his powers are the keys of the unseen and the secrets of all that we see. Check that out. The power of what we can't see all belong to Allah. So even though we don't see, we see the sun come out. That's a power. That's the power of Allah, the creator that brought the sun out today. We woke up this morning. When we were asleep, we was next to dead. Who brought us back to life again? The power of Allah. So we can see the power of Allah working in everything. Even in evil, we can see the power of Allah. Why? Because Allah said the end of evil is evil. So the power of Allah has put his power in evil so that the nature of evil is to destroy its own self. So people, if you continue to do evil, you can say you're Muslim, Christian, whatever you want, you say you are. Your same evil going to come back soon and destroy you. And we see this happening every day, all the time. So Allah says that he knows also the secrets of all that we, let me get it right. He said also he knows the secrets of all that we see. So everything that we see, it's a message behind it. It's a message. And it's secret because we don't know it. We don't know it, but Allah knows it. And the secrets behind all we see is good. It's good. If we learn through the creation like the prophet did, then we'll learn that everything Allah created, the creator created, he created it for his goodness, and he created it for justice. Justice means that he created it so that you know everything that he created would work together in unity, including people, to keep this world good and to keep this world just and righteous. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you, my slim. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabbat, the Elder of the Creator. And our beautiful radio listening audience, I didn't give you a summary of what our discussion today would be about. So we're going to listen to the summary, but of course, with Imam Shahid Shabbat, you already know what it's about. And he has come on beautiful and strong today, giving you today's message, and we want to have you to think about it and understand that the world and everything in it appears to be real. But every moment it is disappearing. Allah, the one creator, created this world by saying the word be. So everything we see is the spoken word of Allah. But in order to hear the voice of Allah in his creation, you must be spiritually alive. Most people are spiritually dead because they only pay attention to the things they see. They forget that the Creator, Allah, is the one and only unseen reality, and that Allah's reality will never disappear, but will last forever. So, people, likewise, the human reality is inside the human heart and soul. Allah's spirit gave the spiritual life to the human soul. So, as long as the human soul is alive, human life will never grow old, but will live forever. Think deep about these words and bring your real life back in your body before time runs out. This is the only way to defeat evil in your life. Yes, yes, people. As you can say, we have some foods for thought, strong words to think about that you're not hearing every day. Some of you probably never heard about creation or your life or your creation this way. So it's time for the wake up now. As Imam Shahid Shabbat says, time is fleeting fast. It's passing before us. Everything is leading back to the reality of Allah. And everything is just an illusion here. This whole world is an illusion and everything in it. Every day we're giving signs more clearly that it's not real. And that we're not physically a real person here on earth. This physical part is nothing. And we are disappearing too fast. So we want to take this time out to become serious about life, serious about ourselves and our purpose, serious about the reality of our purpose and where we're headed to in this world. And we thank you for joining us and pray that if there's any question, people, that you have, anything you want to say, feel free. We want to hear from you. Give us some feedback. Push the number one button. Push the number one button on your phone. Your number will show up in our studio, and we would love to hear from you, too. And right now, Imam Shahid Shabazz, we have some numbers showing up, but they seem to be the listeners that we have right now. We had the brothers that come on, but he just came on, and I think you would love to hear a little more about what the discussion is for today and the comments that you're making in order to, before he comments. So we will have you to continue with the discussion, and the next time that you have finished your discussion and given us a break, I will call the brother on. Now,
okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you. Still going to continue from the Holy Quran. This is Surah 6, Ayah 31. Allah, the creator of the universe, the creator of worlds that we have no imagination of. He's the Lord of all the worlds. Lost indeed, Allah say, are people who treat it like it's a lie, a falsehood, a lie that they're going to be resurrected from the dead and judged on the day of judgment. Allah say, if you don't believe that, you are lost. lost, meaning that you have no hope in this world to go to heaven after you die, and you have no hope in this world to be at peace and have true happiness in this world if you don't believe that you're going to pay for everything that you do here in this world. Then he say, you are hellbound because you're going to be raised up. And Allah say, most people don't give no thought about the resurrection day and the judgment day. And that begins with Muslims and then all other people. Allah say, for these people who don't believe in the resurrection, they're going to be resurrected from the dead and judged. He say, they bear their burdens on their backs. And Allah say, evil indeed are the burdens that they bear. And Allah say, what is the life of this material world but play and amusement? Allah say, best is the home in the hereafter, the spiritual home with him in the hereafter, for those who are righteous. He didn't say for those who are Muslims. He said for those who are righteous. Will ye? And then he say, ask the question to everybody, will ye not then understand? Allah say, he know indeed the grief which the words of ungodly people do cause his servants in this world. He says, not us that the ungodly people reject. He says, the signs by which we represent, just like the sun, moon, and everything else, it's a sign that points to the Creator who created it. He says, they condemn us because they don't want us to accept the truth and to worship the one and only Creator and follow our own false, ungodly desires like they do. He say, Allah say, rejected were the messengers before Prophet Muhammad, all of them. Allah say, but with patience and constancy, the messengers and prophets, they bore their rejection from these ungodly people and their wrongs against them until Allah's aid did reach them. Allah said, there is none, nobody that can change his words and decrees what he have decreed to happen. Allah said, already have we received some account of those messengers in his books before the Quran. Allah said, if they are spurning, mean they are, for their hardships is hard on thy mind, yet if thou were able to seek a tunnel in the ground or a ladder to the skies and bring the ungodly people a sign, Allah say, it wouldn't do them no good. But Allah say, if it was his will, he could gather every human being he want to unto his true guidance, and they couldn't do none but obey him. But Allah say, be not thou among us those who are swayed by ignorance and impatience. Allah say, those who listen in his truth, or listen at his truth sincerely, he said, be sure they will accept this truth. Allah says to the dead, Allah will raise them up. Then will they be returned unto Allah. Salak al-Azim, Allah speak the truth. We will stop right there. We just want to talk about the judgment day and the subject and the resurrection and the preparation for our journey back to death, and not only stopping at death, but our journey after the resurrection of our dead bodies in the new world, the world of Allah, the unseen world, for judgment. So this is pretty much, Imam, what we're talking about. Brother from Atlanta, or here in Winston that comes on the show, the other host. So at this time I'm through. I will give way to the co-host, and she will bring on one of the other brothers that comes on every Sunday that they can. Thank you very much.
You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Jamal, from the Out to All the Creator. We thank you for joining us this Sunday as we bring to you another beautiful, wonderful, and profound discussion. These messages are coming to you not from the mouth of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, but they come to you from Allah. These are the words from the Creator that he's speaking to you, bringing to you the words that he sent through his prophets and through the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad, and from his books, the last of which is the Holy Quran. So this is what you're listening to. And this is what we want you to take heed to. What Allah has said for us to tell you, not what we want to tell you. So it's very important that you understand that these words are not from Imam Shahid Shabazz, from Sister Isla, from the other guests who speak. They are words that are coming to you through us from Allah, from those who are studying the words of Allah and bringing His message to you. And it's very important because it's for your life, for you to live and not to die. As Imam Shahid Shabazz said, we're all going to have our physical death soon, but the reality is that we will live spiritually forever. So we have to die in order to live the true reality of our life, our spiritual life. And now we give to you a guest. We have a beautiful, wonderful guest that we have. We're going to bring on now. And that guest is, well, I'm going to sleep. I don't know. I hit something here. I seem to have. I'm going to have to bring it back up. One moment. It went black. I'm going to hear for a minute. Okay. We will give to you our beautiful, wonderful guest here. Ma'am, Mr. Salem, North Carolina. Abdul from Islam, Malika.
Wa alaikum salam. I can hear you, sis. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for joining us.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I plugged in a little bit late, so I was hearing the last part of what Imam Shahid Shabazz was saying, you were, you know, reading the meaning from Quran in English, and, you know, that was excellent. But I wasn't clear on the topics, and I know you said it's about the hereafter. And, you know, of course, usually when you start to speak, it just reminds me of some of the conversations I have with the brothers in the county that that I do a little program with usually on Sunday and sometime on Friday if I'm not at the masjid. I'll usually be there doing the khutbah. And, you know, today we were learning a surah, a chapter of the Quran, which Allah revealed, and it's commonly called Surat al-Asr, by time or by the passing of time. And we were practicing it because, you know, the Arabic is a little bit different than English, and the pronunciation of some of the letters, we don't have those in English, so, you know, we work on them as a group, you know. And Allah says, which is one of the point I was trying to get to, the Prophet told us that when we work on getting close to Allah, we take a step towards Him, we take a hand span towards Him, He'll take an arm length towards us. We come walking to Allah, and He comes running to us. And, you know, these kind of things let you know that whatever effort you put is going to be rewarded. And the brothers were struggling with the pronunciation of Surat al-Asr. It goes, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah says, wal asr, innal insana lafi husr, illa ladina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasu bilhaq wa tawasu bisabr. And we were saying that line by line in Arabic, and, you know, English-speaking brothers, you know, are going to struggle with that, and I had to encourage them by letting them know every letter, you know, Allah gives you a reward for every letter. Now, every word, every letter you get rewarded for. And I just say that as a reminder for people that, and of course, you know, I hear it first from myself, my ears are closest to my mouth, that anytime we try to take a step to get closer to our Lord, the creator of the heaven and earth, the Lord of everything that exists, every time we try to take a step to get closer to Him, He's going to come and take a bigger step towards us. And it's our responsibility to know that we have a Lord that loves us, that created us, and that is taking full responsibility for providing for us. And when we take a step towards getting to know Him, getting to understand what He wants from us, He's going to make it easy for us. And if we fight it and we hear the truth and we know, you know, hey, this sound makes sense, it's the truth, but I don't want to do it because it's inconvenient or because whatever excuse we come up with, that's just something that we're doing to ourselves. That's like the Imam said, that you are bringing this negativity onto yourself. So if that negativity shows up as something negative in your life, some kind of loss or whatever it is, you brought that on yourself. Only the good comes from Allah. Allah
That's
only
right.
gives you only the good, alhamdulillah. And anything negative, you brought it on yourself. Your behavior, our behavior, our deeds, our misunderstandings, our refusal to accept, our pride, our arrogance, our ignorance, brings on whatever negativity. We earned it already. We've already
That's right.
earned it, and now we're getting it. So, you know, it's just so important to just remember to try to take steps, you know, towards understanding, towards learning, towards our Lord in ways that He's approved through His messengers. And if we do that authentically, Allah is going to guide us. And when we get the guidance,
right.
it's up to us to accept it or to reject it. It's up to us
right.
to say, you know what, that's the absolute truth. I need to get, you know, get on the straight and narrow, or I don't feel like doing that right now. What I'm doing is good enough. I'm, you know, and all the excuses that we make to keep doing whatever it is that we're doing. And that's all I wanted to say, inshallah, until the next time. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you. Actually, brother, my beautiful brother, Imam Abdul Kareem, you're talking right in the subject because the Quran is so beautiful. You might be talking on one subject, but the Quran, it covers the whole span of our life and everything we will experience in life. All the answers have been given to us in the Quran. So you really pick right on up without us having to tell you the summary. But I do want the co-host at this time to give you the summary, the topic and the summary of what we are talking about today.
Yes, sir. Yes, summary for today, discussion for today is the world and everything it appears to be real, but every moment it is disappearing. And we went on to say that Allah, the one creator, creates the world by saying the word be. So everything we see is the spoken word of Allah. But in order to hear the voice of Allah in His creation, you must be spiritually alive. Most people are spiritually dead because they only pay attention to the things they see. Let's forget that the creator Allah is the one and only unseen reality, and that Allah's reality will never disappear, but will last forever. So people likewise, the human reality is inside the human heart and soul. Allah's spirit gave a spiritual life to the human soul. So as long as the human soul is alive, human life will never grow old, but will live forever. Think deep about these words and bring your real life back in your body before your time runs out. This is the only way to defeat evil in your life. Yeah, so this is what the summary is and discussion is about today. But as Imam Shaheen Shabbat says, you're right on time with us, brother. That is the law. And you always on time as long as you're bringing to us the word directly from the Quran, from Allah, and the message that He sent to you in your heart to read. Alhamdulillah. So at this time now, we'll turn the discussion back to Imam Shaheed Shabbat. But before, I want to remind you people again, for those who might have just joined us, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabbat, the reality of the Creator. And we thank you for joining us this Sunday. Please, if there's any questions, any comments that you have, push the number one button. Push that number one on your phone, and your number will show up in our studio. And we'd love to have you participate, join us, and give us some feedback. Give us some of the wisdom that you have studied and learned from your Creator, the Almighty God, Allah. And now, Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Thank you. Yes, people, I just want to say also that the first, there's a surah in the Holy Quran, a chapter called Al-Mu'minun, the believers. And in the beginning of those first verses or ayats in that surah, Allah starts off by saying, the true believers in Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth for all people. He said the true believers are those who fear Allah. And then next he say, believe in the unseen. I'm going to stop right there, because that's the most important concern about this talk and any talk we have. It's whether or not people believe in the things they see or believe in the unseen realities of the Creator that they can't see. We can't see the air we breathe, but try to stop breathing for about 5 minutes and see how long you live. Now, there's some power keeping us breathing, right? We can't see that power. The sun came out today. It's some power that brought the sun out. And the Creator is one, and he also say, Allah say, if it was more than one creator, more than one God, he said, it would be confusion in the heavens and the earth. In other words, he say, just like people, they would be bickering and arguing, and saying one God might say, I want it to be night when it's time for it to be day. And then we just see all kinds of hell and confusion in the heavens and earth, just like we see with people down here on earth doing what they want to do, as the imam just eloquently spoke about all the good, all the bad come from our own evil doing, choices that we make. So we want to understand that we are not just here on this earth to live and die, and that's the end of story. No. Everything have a purpose and a plan. The Creator have a plan for everything and a purpose. And that purpose and plan, the Creator, Allah say, won't be fulfilled until after we die and we are resurrected from our dead graves for the judgment of how we live our short time in this short flight of time he put us here and created us in this material world. Okay? So with that said, I just want to read another surah. Well, it's the same surah, different ayat, surah or chapter 6 from the Holy Quran. And it's verse 38. Allah said, there is not an animal that lives on the earth, nor a being that flies on its wings, but forms part of communities like you, speaking to human beings. Allah say, nothing have he left out of his book. Allah say, and all human beings and all creatures shall be gathered to their Lord in the end. Allah say, those who reject his signs, reject faith in Allah, Allah say they are deaf, spiritually and mentally deaf and dumb, without understanding. And he say, and they are in the midst of spiritual darkness and mental darkness, profound. He mean profound means deep into spiritual and mental darkness. And we see that in the world with the way people are just killing and each other and the horrific things happening. Allah say, those whom he will to lead to wander astray into evil, he do that. If they want to go, like the imam said, and do evil, he don't stop them. He gave them a little freedom. If you want evil, go on and get evil. But he said you're going to get the consequences from it too. And what is the consequences? Evil. And he say those whom he will to place on his straight way, he placed on his straight way. So we're going to stop right there, because we just want you to know that everybody, Allah or the Creator say, our fate, meaning our life in this world, whatever happens to us, it's we can't blame nobody but ourselves. We have a personal responsibility to take control of our life and live a good life, or we have the personal responsibility to choose between evil and good life, or evil and good. So the responsibility rests on no one but you. And so I'm saying this to say, a lot of people are talking about Muslims and other people. I'd be glad when the world changes and everybody come together. No. I want to stop you right there. It ain't when the world changes and everybody come together. It's when your world changes. Allah say you. He ain't looking at the world. He looking at you as an individual. Do you believe in the unseen? Allah say your creation, all people as a human being, is as an individual soul. He say your death in the body is as an individual soul, and he say your resurrection from the dead grave is as an individual soul. So here we want to place the emphasis on your individual and personal relationship with your Creator. And the Creator said, if you got a leader or teacher teaching you the truth in any religion or any way you've been following traditions of your ancestry or whatever, he said, you got to stop all of that and make your relationship personal between you and him. Because he said, when you stand before him on the day of judgment, even the prophets and messengers that he sent to you won't be able to speak on your behalf unless they speak in on your behalf with the truth of the Creator. All that they can speak on your behalf is with the truth. They can't speak nothing from their own. So Allah says in the Quran, in my conclusion at this time, whose word can be truer than my words? Now, everybody that's listening, think about this. Whose words can be truer than the one that have all truth? Who is Al-Haq, the truth? Nobody. So like the man was saying, the problem with most people in the world today is, like he said, they are, and especially the people that say they believe in a God, whatever they want to call it. They say they believe in their God, right? But then at the same time, like the man said, they want to do what they want to do. They want to say, well, I'll do some of the things that he want me to do, and some things I want to do. I've even heard people say, I done gave God his time, now it's my time. What kind of insanity is that? Every breath you take, whose time, who giving you that breath of life? So the Creator is giving you breath of life all the time. So isn't he worthy for you to thank him and try to obey him so he can keep on giving you life? Because anytime he wants, he can just say coon, like so say be, and you gone. You out of here, you dead. So we must stop, and the Creator say hypocrisy grows in religion, all religions. That's Psalm 2. He said, because the Muslim, Christian, Jews, and other religious people, the majority of them, he said, they don't take their spiritual life seriously. They take it too lightly. They act like the spiritual life, I can get ready for that later, but right now I'm in pursuit of making me $1 million. I want to be a profession of this, a profession of that. So they put all of these things of this world, and Allah just said in the beginning, Imam, I said in the same surah, that this world, like the life of this world is empty. He said, what is serious is the life hereafter in this spiritual world. So what do empty mean? You and I know what empty mean. It means empty means nothing. If you got an empty glass and ain't no water in it, it's just an empty glass. So empty means nothing in it. So this whole world and everything in it is essentially nothing. And as the co-host said, the real life is beyond what we see. It's the unseen world of reality that's spiritual you can't see. But if you have faith and belief in your Creator and then worship him as if though you see him, And though you know you don't see him and you can't see him, know without a doubt he see you at all times. That's true worship. And you fear to disobey him like he right there watching you doing the wrong you're getting ready to do. You worship him that way and then worship him as though you're going to die this same day and you got to be ready for him. And he said, don't you die unless you die in a state of submission to his will. And what is his will? His will is all good. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And Mark, thank you for listening. And if you want to join us at this time, you have any comments, any questions, push the number one button. And we will see your number, and I will be glad to have you join and participate in the discussion. Let us hear from you what you have to say, your comment. And people, this is a beautiful, beautiful discussion, and the Imam is going strong this morning, which reminded me that I was looking at television the other day, yesterday, I believe it was, or Friday, at a football game, and I noticed, I said, you know what? Look at here. That's a gigantic stadium. And you cannot see an empty seat on it. It was so packed with people, thousands of people. And they have to pay money to go see those games. I said, but how many of those people do you see going to any religious affair, to serve and praise the Creator, to thank him, to remind the people of our Creator and the way of life he has chosen for them to live? How many do you see going to a parish like that? You'd be blessed if you get 1,000 to go. And they don't, it doesn't cost, they complain about the money they have to pay for these affairs. But yet, your religious affairs are the most important affairs, they show life. And you don't want to pay the money, but you'll go pay that money to go and see a football game. That shows how messed up the mind is, people. Because the game is like you're speeding, it's going away from here. And
that's right.
You have made it your God. Sports and play, you have made your God. The spirit,
that's right.
Is, physical world has become your God. And you don't realize that you're only journeying through this earth, and you are to return to your God. And you're going to return not in the physical form, but in your spiritual form. So people,
that's right.
Take it serious what Imam Shahid Shabazz is teaching you. Take it serious what Imam Abdul Karim is teaching you and our other Imam from Atlanta when he's on. Take it serious what they're saying to you, because they're not saying what they want to say. And it's not coming from them. It's coming from the Creator, the message to you about how he wants you to live your life, so that you can return to him and live in that paradise you talk about, the heaven you talk about. You're not just going to get it by talking about it. You're not going to get it by giving a few minutes of your time once a week to your Creator on a Sunday morning, shouting in the churches and all, or whatever your religious day is, and bring a witness to him on that day, and then you, for the rest of the week, it's yours to serve all your other gods. No, it doesn't work that way. So please take serious the message that we're bringing to you here. And now I give to you again, we're going to have our Imam from Western Salem to come on, Imam Abdul Karim, As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, salahi barakatuh, alhamdulillah. It's a reminder benefits the believer, you know, a reminder benefits somebody who's trying to get near to Allah, because even if you think you know everything, or you know a lot, you may know a lot, or you think you're doing the right thing and you may do a lot, you know, when you hear reminders, it benefits you to just try to perfect, you know, your craft of worshiping Allah more and more. I mean, any professional, I would think, does that. You know, any attorney, they go to continuing education. Any doctor, they go to find out what the latest practices are, and you know, anybody who's trying to worship their Lord should, you know, listen to shows like this and read things and, you know, things that bring them closer to their Lord, because nobody's perfect at this. Everybody's growing and trying to be better tomorrow than they were today at worshiping their Lord. And some of what you were saying reminded me of a hadith, and I believe it's a hadith Qudsi, where the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying that a person draws nearer to Allah by worshiping Him, and he works on worshiping Him so much that he becomes beloved, that he does such a good job at it that he becomes beloved by Allah. And Allah tells the angel Jibril to, you know, hey, I love this guy, or I love this this girl, I love this woman, I love this man. And the angel Jibril goes out and tells all the other angels, hey, Allah loves them, so you love them. And then, you know, they become so beloved, the angels and everyone tells everybody to love them, that Allah becomes the, you know, I don't have the exact wording, but the hand that they strike with, the legs that they walk with, you know, Allah becomes so near to them that everything they do sort of becomes worship, because they, when they use their legs and they walk, they don't walk to bad places. They only walk to places that's pleasing to Allah. You know, when they speak,
right,
they don't say bad things. They say things that are pleasing to Allah. When they use their
hands,
they do good things with their hands that are pleasing to Allah. And
that's right.
When you think and when you know that and when you believe that, you know, your Lord can actually love you like that, you know, where you become an awliya, you become a friend, you know, of where Allah loves you that way, you know that there has to be an opposite side. You know, there's sides that people, that Allah doesn't love, you know, things that you could do that Allah hates, things that you could do that would get you so far from Allah's love that you just a hair away from, you know, from the punishment of Allah. You know, and anyone who loves their Lord and worships their Lord and wants to get nearer to their Lord, it would be who of them to know what things violate, you know, or displease their Lord, just as they would want to know what things please their Lord. So they want to know what displeases them, the negative, and they want to know what pleases them, what pleases Allah, so that they could draw nearer to Him. And this all comes with knowledge. This doesn't come from just this is how I feel, or this is what I think, or, you know, this is what I think I know, or this is what I saw somebody do. You want to, you know, make sure you have some facts, some effort. You know,
that's
you
right.
You want to put some effort towards that, you know. And knowledge, acting from knowledge is more important than acting on what you think, on what, you know, your opinion. And that's just so important in religion, probably more important than it is in any of those other fields that I mentioned, any of those other endeavors that I mentioned. I remember younger, you know, 20, 30 years ago, and I had a nice car, and a police officer pulled me over. Or I was already parked, but I was past the meter time. I was up north. You had meters there. You had to put quarters or, you know, whatever in there to have more time to park. And a police officer on a horse came and wanted to give me a ticket, told me, wait, you know, there in my car, because he's going to give me a ticket because my meter ran out. Okay, whatever, you know, give me the ticket. So he goes to the back of my car. I had a Jeep at the time, and his horse starts eating the tire cover around my spare tire on my Jeep. So I got mad. You know, I got mad. You know, I'm like, you know, the horse, you sitting up there writing this ticket, your horse is damaging my doggone car. And I honked the horn, and the horse kind of drew back. You know, the officer got mad and wrote me a couple of extra tickets. And I didn't appreciate it. So when I went to court, I didn't think I needed a lawyer. I think I'm going to just spew my anger to this judge, and he's going to understand that your little cop horse was trying to eat my spare tire and damaging my tire. And, you know, I would be exonerated, or I wouldn't get all of these tickets. But I didn't have knowledge, and my own desire to share idiot cop number one and idiot horse number two's action on my car resulted in me having to pay every single one of those tickets, because that court place wasn't a place for me to, I needed to, and I knew attorneys. I was Muslim at the time. There were Muslims at the, Master, I could have said, hey, this, and this happened. What should I do? My court date is here. You know, and I could have, because I was disputing this thing, and I could have seek knowledge, but I didn't seek knowledge. I figured, Your Honor, you know, I figured I'm a decent negotiator. I can express myself fairly well. I'm going to tell you what this officer was doing and what his horse was doing and why I got all these extra tickets, and my voice was probably not appropriate for the court, and this, that, and the third. And because I wanted to do it my way, I had to pay every single one of those tickets and probably some court fee and all this nonsense when none of them were waived. And I only bring that story up because my own personal knowing I'm right, thinking I'm right, opinion, what I thought I saw on TV on how to address the judge, or Your Honor this or Your Honor that, all that gets kind of tossed out the window if you don't have knowledge of what you're doing. And it's more important in religion to not necessarily go by, you know, what cop show you watch, so now you think you know how to talk to a judge, or what, you know, what you saw your other people doing, and they were worshiping Allah, or they were trying to worship their Lord. If they don't have a base for it, if they don't have knowledge on how to do it or what to do, that doesn't mean they're right. I could be a heck of a dancer, and I can just start waltzing, you know, with my wife or something, and I can't say I'm dancing for Allah. Does God like dancing? Did he say, you know, is there a proof that Jesus danced or Abraham danced with his wife or Moses danced? Like, can I say I'm doing this as worship? I can do it and say I like dancing, and you know, my wife likes dancing, and we like to dance. But if I'm going to do it for worship, if I'm going to do it to get closer to Allah, I better have proof, I better have facts, I better have my actions straight, or else it won't be accepted. And my opinion on what I could do at that court, my actions weren't straight, and it was not accepted. And I can't just say, well, it feels good to me, so it should be accepted by the Lord, the creator of the heaven and the earth. Really? Who the heck do I think I am to think
exactly
that anything I do is going to be accepted? So I just say that to say that knowledge is important. Worship, you know, everybody worships. Worship your Lord, but, you know, make sure you have accurate, good information on it's something that's pleasing to your Lord, and then you could draw nearer to your Lord. You can't just do what you want and say, well, I should be nearer to my Lord because I danced all night. You know, if the law doesn't accept dancing,
that's right,
or whatever, then you didn't do it for your Lord. You did it for you, yourself. And a
sure
lot of
did.
Times I find I need to, you know, verify what I'm doing or make sure, especially when it's something as important as getting closer to my Lord. Because, of
exactly.
course, there's a Satan out here. There's a devil out here. And, of course, if you're on the wrong path, you know, I think I'm going to New Jersey and I'm heading on 95 south instead of 95 north, and the devil's involved, he's going to make me go faster. You know, hey, whisper to me, hey, you're on the wrong way, but since you don't know it, step on the gas pedal a little harder and speed up, you know, because his goal is to misguide me, even though I might think I'm
right.
That's right. You know, so
that's right.
I just wanted to point that out, that nearness to Allah until you become so loved by Allah that he tells the angel Jibril, and angel Jibril tells all the other angels, hey, love this guy or gal, love this person because Allah loves them. And then everything you do just becomes loved by Allah because you got the knowledge and tried your best to do everything that's pleasing to him, that you just became so near to him. That doesn't happen by accident. That doesn't happen
no,
by,
sir.
You know, I just followed my own desires. You know, no more than
no.
I can just pick a magazine to read and think I'm going to go pass the bar exam or the Series 7 exam or, you know, whatever the AMA has for you to pass the medical exam. I could just read whatever books I want. No, you better read the prescribed books. You better practice the prescribed information so that you can get
that's
to
right.
the destination that you want. And,
exactly.
you know, so that's all I say is there's no way that Allah would put us out here without a roadmap, without a direct, clear, concise set of directions on how to get to our destination. And, you know, our goal is just to follow that information to the best of our ability. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To you, brother Imam, very beautiful, very clear, and very necessary. Because as two, and not just two, but most of the people in this world, they are doing just exactly what you say. They say they believe in a God. They I done been to Buddhist meetings and Christian church. I worked at a Christian church in Washington, D.C. I deal with all people in religion, especially because the Creator, He gave man and woman, when He created us, He gave us a way of life, a way to live, and man called it religion, but Islam, and you correct me, I stand to be corrected, and even in the Arabic and the Quran, Islam don't mean religion. Islam means way of life, way of living. So Allah, the Creator, He didn't just create us and leave us to live any old kind of way, like animals. He put some of His spirit in us that raised us up above our animal nature so that we could be what? Thinking creatures, like you said, and not just go cocksure on our emotions and say, oh, I'm going to handle this on my own way. I'm going to share this with you because this is very dear, and this shows to people how important it is not to do this. I had a young brother from California. He moved to D.C. He got married. He worked with me in Washington, D.C. on George Avenue for some years back. And he came down to North Carolina, my home state, and worked with me for a while. And when he was down here, he was the type of brother, first of all, Muslim brother, you couldn't tell him nothing. I mean, even if you was telling him the truth, he always got to come back and tell you, like, his truth. This is my version of the truth now. Ain't nobody got no version of the truth. The truth that the Creator revealed, it's the same for everybody. It ain't like opinion. I give, like the ma'am said, I give you my opinion, you give me yours, and see which one is the best. No, both our opinions are wrong. If it's not the truth from the Creator, all our opinions are wrong. So this particular brother, he got jumped on. We was out working down here in a particular project in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I came home about 15, 20 minutes from where we was working, and I got a phone call while I was there. I was getting ready to come back out, and one of my customers, they called me and said, your brother's got jumped on. He's just got robbed, and I don't know if he's dead or not. And I said, oh, Lord, don't let him be dead, because he's under my care. He came down here with me. And so when I went over there, the police was over there, and they was doctoring on him in the ambulance, and they was giving him medical treatment. So he was okay. And I went looking for the people. I told the police, if I find whoever did it, I'm going to kill them. I say, he said, well, you got the right, because they were trying to kill you, your brother. And I say, I thank you, officer, but you ain't even have to tell me that. I got the right by my Creator. If somebody's trying to kill us, we got the right to self-defense, so I'm going to kill them if I see them. And I had something to kill them with, okay? But, of course, the Creator didn't let me find them. This same brother now, to show you how we should not be going by what we think and our opinions, and I do want to say this before I go in to say what I want to say. Our Creator, Allah, revealed to His last prophet for all mankind, all human beings, to know this right here, that the strongest human being is not the one that can knock somebody out or lift the most weights, or the one that can run the faster, or the one that's got the most money. None of those things, worldly things, or the one that's the president of the United States or some other country or king or queen. No. Allah said those are not the strongest people in the world, or the Muslim who know the Arabic of the Quran and can quote the Arabic of the Quran, call the Hafiz, exactly right. No, that's not the strongest one. Allah say the strongest person, human being, is only the human being who, when they are angry, they control themselves when they are angry. Check that out. Now, this brother, the sister called me from Washington and said, yeah, he got killed. It kind of hurt me because I grew to love the brother and take him under my wing like a brother. And that's why I was going to kill whoever jumped on them here. If I had found them, yes. The only one that would have stopped me from killing them was the creator. So now he was in a restaurant. We used to go to that restaurant when I was in D.C. some years back. Me and him, after we get through working, you know, go down there and eat or whatever. And the sister said the brother got in an argument with a guy in the restaurant in Washington, D.C. about 3 days ago, a couple of days ago, a night, and say when he was walking out, because he liked to argue back and forth with you. He was very argumentative, you know. And I say to you young people, listen at your elders, because we've been through what y'all have already came through. Ain't nothing new. And we can give y'all some good advice if we're trying to live right, because we done experienced some things y'all haven't experienced. So listen at your elders if your elders are living a righteous life, your parents and other elderly people too, if they're saying something that's going to help you avoid getting hurt, avoid getting killed, and avoid going to the hell fire. So this brother left out of the restaurant, and this is short, and the guy that he was arguing with followed him, the sister say, and got in his car, and when the brother was walking across the street, he drove over the brother and killed him. He ran over him like he was like he had just hit a deer or a dog or something, and killed him. So it's very important what the man was saying to learn to, and the man here taught Friday at our Juma prayer, he taught that, you know, the only way you're going to be able to have a good life in this world, and then after you die and resurrected and have the good life with your creator in his eternity, you got to be humble. You got to be just like a little baby. Our true nature as human beings is our baby nature. What am I talking about? What is our baby nature? Tell me any baby that the creator created that is evil by nature. You can't do it. The creator said he created every baby by nature good. So the creator say, you know, don't die unless we die the same way he brought us in the world. He brought us in this world and created our body, and then he put his spirit in our hearts and our body and made our whole life pure and clean, mind, body, and soul. And this prophet Muhammad said that if your heart is pure and clean, then all of you is pure and clean. So you cannot, and even the Christians, they say, I've been filled with the Holy Ghost and sanctified, which means purified. And say, my preacher, he purified me, he sanctified me, this man sanctified me, or this person. Allah, the real creator, say, no one can purify you but him. So people, don't think that you, on your own, can, you know, do right. You cannot. The creator say he created all human beings weak in flesh. And he did that for a purpose. He did that so you would know you're dependent on him to strengthen you in your flesh body so you can live a good life. But if you don't submit to his will, which is all good, while you're in your flesh body, he say, you following your own will in your flesh body, it will lead you into all evil. And that's what you were talking about, Brother Imam, about the angels and the creator saying he loved you, Allah saying he loved you. I was just talking to the creator himself through divine inspiration just today talking about that, but I heard it a little different, but it's still all good. I understand that the creator say when he, Prophet Muhammad said, the creator said when he loved someone, a human being down here on earth, he have the angel Jibril to go all over heaven, his heaven, and let all of the, not only the angels, but all the inhabitants, the souls in heaven know, I love so-and-so down on earth, and your love is established in the heart and by all the angels and all the souls in heaven. Then he have the angels to come down here on earth and instill in the hearts of all human beings, I love so-and-so. Then his love is established for that person by all people, even their enemies. And then he become their hand by which they strike, their feet by which they walk, their tongue by which they speak. And he said if they was to ask anything of him, he would surely do it for them. So I'll stop right there. I just wanted to say that because there's different views in Islam, but as long as they are speaking, directing you to the same truth, then we know that it's confirmed with the Quran, then it's okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. He comes on every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we ask you to please, whenever you come on, always try to remind someone else or tell someone else about the program so that they can join too and listen and get this beautiful message that's being brought to you every Sunday from our emails, from our Creator to you, from your Creator, and the Almighty God Allah. So we want you to, if you are enjoying it and it's doing something to you and helping you to be a better person, and you want to listen to, please invite someone else to join you and listen also. If it's not the one person, that one person will invite someone else, and the next thing you know, we have several people coming on the program to listen to the words of Allah, the Creator, from our beautiful Imam, will bring them to them, and also from those of you who choose to comment on the show, and we want your comments. So feel free to comment, to join us, and listen in, and not just listen in. We know by now you have a whole lot, so don't be afraid to come and join us and ask questions and comment. Give us your comments, your understanding of what's being taught. So we want to hear from you because others in the audience, you might be the one to reach them. Imam Shahid Shabazz might not reach them. Imam Abdul Karim might not reach them, but the words that come from your mouth could be the words that reach them. You never know.
That's right.
So please feel free to push that number one button on your phone, and your number will show up. When the number shows up, we'll be glad to have you come on and join us and ask a question, give a comment. I was just listening, as I was listening to the Imam speak, I was thinking too about how we love this earth so much that we talk about different places we want to go on the earth. And two of the places that I mentioned most are either California or Florida, and which is very interesting because when a lot of the stars are going, he's starting with the coastal areas, and those are coastal areas, and he's giving signs and warning the people. Now, in California, you see this virus, they're practically destroying it. And we have, not only that, we have earthquakes all the time. Every time you turn around, there's an earthquake in California. So those are signs and warnings, but the people love it, so they'll move to another area, but they won't move away. In Florida, we have what they call these holes, sinkholes in the ground, and some of them so huge, it's full of houses and all. We have that coming along with the all course of weather, too, there, which is mainly hurricanes that are constantly coming. And now they're worse than ever in that they're destroying more of the physical earth and more people. People used to hear many people being destroyed in these storms, but now you hear many people being destroyed also when these storms come. But in Florida, we have these big sunk areas that are sinking in because Florida, but it's sinking. It's sinking. And so these are warning signs that our Creator is giving to us. But because we love this planet Earth so to the people, because we love certain areas, and what do they love them for? Nothing but the wrong things, the filthy entertainment. People are walking naked all the time in Florida because of the weather, beaches everywhere, liquor everywhere, and lotteries and things like that. Nothing but evil. It's everything that your Creator warns you against is what they're going to. And people, we have to realize not just those people who are not spiritual or religious, but we have people who call themselves spiritual, righteous, serving their Creator, and they're running to Florida too. And for what? What are they going to get in Florida that they can't get anywhere else on earth? Even get better if they look around and respect, accept what the Lord's given to us. He gives us the best, but we seek the worst. And now, people, without any further discussion here, I'm going to call on our ma'am again from Florida. From Georgia. And then my mind is really going back again. It's not the man from Florida or Georgia. It's the man from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We'll call on him again for a comment. And that's the name of Abdul Kareem. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. But
yes.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. So, mashallah. I mean, I'm at this point, I'm more of just a listener because, like I said, listening benefits the person who wants to gain knowledge. And, you know, I listened to that story that you said, Imam Shabazz, about, you know, being very angry and wanting to do something. And, you know, you cut from the same stone. So sometimes, you know, things rub you to, you know, a certain way, and you want to act out, and that's why I thank Allah so much for Islam, because it's made me so much smarter. You know, obviously the way
yes.
a messenger of God handles something, or would handle
yes.
something, or looks upon a situation is going to be the best way. And when you could
that's
go
right.
back to say, you know, just like lots of our, I believe it's the Christian brothers, they had the saying, what would Jesus do? You know, we would say, what would Muhammad do? Or what would the Sahaba
that's
do?
That's right.
What would the companions do? You know, when you think of someone who is a messenger of God, how they would do something, it's usually going to be better than how we would do it. You know,
yes,
better
it is.
Than the actions that we would take. And that's why, you know, you learn and you humble yourself to, you know, to handle something closer to a way that's pleasing to your Lord. You know, that would be my
that's
mantra.
Right.
You know, you try to handle it closer to a way that's pleasing to your Lord, because the, you know, the old way or what you would have done is just maybe not acceptable, or maybe going to bring you further from your Lord than you want to be, or maybe put you in a situation where later you're going to say, you know, look back and say, I wish I could take that back, you know, and you can't, because it's too late, you know. The words that come out of our mouths, we can't take them back. You know, they're out
that's
there,
right.
and we can't take them back. The actions that we do, some of them we could try to make amends for, but some of them, once they're out there, it might be more of a problem to try to make amends for them than, you know, just to try to do more good. And lots of times, that's the best we can do, is look back at situations that we handled incorrectly, or we can look back, you know, with our current eyes and say, you know, that wasn't the best way to handle it. But since you can't rectify that situation, you look to the messenger, you look to what Allah says, and they say, do more good, you know, do more good things. You can't fix that situation, but what you can do is do more good. If it concerns you backbiting or saying something negative about somebody that didn't deserve that kind of language, then maybe when you're around other people, you say something good about that person. If it concerns you violating the rights of somebody, maybe you give or you do some good things. You can't make up for it. That's one of the things with this religion. If I do something bad to brother to Imam Shabazz, or if I do something bad to some other member of the community, I have to rectify it with them. And if I can't, the least I could do is try to do other good, but I still need to rectify it with them. I could ask Allah for forgiveness, and Allah could forgive me. Allah could forgive anything and
that's
everything,
right.
And he does, you know. But if it's between the rights of someone else, you know, that person would still have the right on you. You know, and
that's right.
You know, and you started this, Imam Shahid Shabazz, saying we have to answer for everything. You know, you can't just get away with something and think, oh, because you forgot about it, that Allah forgot about it.
Right.
The creator of the world doesn't forget about it, you know. So
no.
You violated somebody's rights. The creator of the world has that written in a book, and he
That's
didn't
right.
forget about it. And we're going to have to answer for that on the day of judgment. Why did you do this? What was your, you know, what was your reason for doing this? And you're going to have answers.
That's right.
And if we still have, somebody still has rights on us because we did so much evil to somebody who didn't deserve it, then we're going to have to pay that person back. And we might have to pay them back with the little bit of good deeds that we have left. We may have to pay
That's
them
right.
back by taking some of their evil deeds from them just to even up the scales, because these scales
yes.
are going to be evened up. So
That's
when
right.
you know, you know, when we know we have to answer to a Lord and we have to take everything to account, even things that we forgot, right?
That's right.
Driving today, somebody cut me off. I might have had some special words for them. I got to answer for those special words, you know?
Sure do.
I got to answer for that. Even though I might forget them by the time dinner comes tonight, I'll forget all about it. But that doesn't mean it's not written in a book that, you know, I'm going to be accountable for. So when you know these things, you try to do less bad and more good, because it's two sides of a coin, and it's very easy for me to do the right thing. Holding your tongue. How tough is it to hold your tongue? I mean, sometimes it's very difficult, but if you know holding your tongue is going to count for you on the day of judgment, it makes it a little bit easier. Restraining
right.
your actions. And knowing
That's right.
this about and knowing it makes it more important for you to do it. Good thing.
That's exactly
more
right.
More important for you to hold your tongue. More important because you know you're going to be accountable for the evil or good that you done did and you done forgot about. You know, so
That's
try
right.
to do more good and forget that you did the good than have all these bad things that you did and forgot about the bad, because there's still going to be consequences. You remembering or forgetting isn't going to change the fact that you guys have to be, that we have to be accountable for what we say and what we do and how we act, you know? And Imam, you could correct me if I'm wrong on this, but even your thoughts, you know, the one of the Sahaba said to the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even my thoughts, because I could understand my actions, but even my evil thoughts, yeah, but Allah is going to take that into consideration. You know,
absolutely.
So even if you know you keep having these evil thoughts, you don't do the action that's good for you. You know, you reverse it and you do something good. That's not just good, but that gets written down as good multiple times, up to 10, up to 800 times, multiple times by Allah. And then if you carry out that evil thought, it might get written down as one deed if you don't ask one evil deed if you don't ask for forgiveness for that. But you, to draw nearer to Allah, like we discussed, you want to even have your thoughts be good. You know, you want to have your actions be good, and those evil thoughts, you want to get past them, flush them out, and go get back into your good thoughts as soon as possible, because we have a Lord that has everything in Al-Mahfuz, which is a book that is our record. And if we're handed that
That's
record
right.
in our right hand, we're going to be celebrating. If we handed that record in our left hand, we're going to be very, very, very disappointed. May Allah protect
Absolutely.
Us from that. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I know there's not a lot of time left, so I would want to end on that, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. We thank you very much, Brother Imam, for coming on today. I was telling the sister that you was very excited about coming on the show when I seen you at our Jumu'ah Friday, and I was very excited for you to come on. So I appreciate you being able to come on, because it's always a blessing. And you're absolutely right. And you know, Allah, our Creator, people say also, as the Imam said, he say, follow up a bad deed with a good deed, and he'll wipe out that bad deed. And he also says that he or she who sincerely repents of their sin is like he or she who have committed no sin. See
mm-hmm.
how merciful
mm-hmm.
our Creator is?
Mm-hmm.
You see? So this is very important that we understand. This whole show is about our relationship with our Creator and understanding we weren't created and put here without a purpose. We everything created has a purpose in the plan of the Creator. You know, I will say this here. You know, the Creator has blessed me to have some talents some gifts that he's given me. One of them is to sing. And, you know, like I said, I won't call this song out, but one of the songs lets you know that, you know, that there's a master planner of everything you see. Things didn't just pop up. Things just don't happen. The sun just don't come out every day on its own. You just don't breathe air and it's an accident. It's a reason you have to breathe air. You have to breathe air, and you have to have oxygen in your body to stay alive, for your body to stay alive. So what my point is that the Creator said to his last prophet, Muhammad, prayers and the peace, special prayers and peace be upon him, he said that all human beings are going to be raised up on the day of resurrection and judgment from our dead graves and judged at the judgment day based on our intentions in this world. Now, most Muslims and most people, and you can see it, if they understood that, their conduct wouldn't be what it is right now. See, intent is what the Creator is concerned about. Because the Creator, Allah, say it's going to be people, 999 out of 1,000 people, he say, if they all have done good, and he say a lot of them have going to be done good and obeyed what he said in terms to the letter, you know, in terms of making prayers, giving charity. He say some of them going to be done gave charity so much they was wealthy. It mounts up to a mountain of good they done all over the world. He said, but nevertheless, all 999 going to be ordered to be thrown into the hell fire after their judgment. And it was asked why. The Creator said, because what you did, you didn't do it with the intentions to please me. You did it with the intentions that people would glorify you or talk about you and say, oh, this brother, he was the best. Quote of the Quran in the Arabic language, I know. This brother right here, I'm going to give you an example. A man named Muhammad Ali, our beautiful brother, may Allah forgive him and grant him Jannah. He used to always say, I'm the greatest as a boxer. I really didn't like that after I began to be blessed to understand Islam more because we say Allahu Akbar. That really means Allah is greatest, so ain't nobody supposed to be talking about I'm the greatest. You're the greatest. You're nothing. You ain't got no power. Allah got all the power. So it was fitting, and Muhammad Ali, I love him so much because he accepted it. Allah humbled him, to didn't let him die until he took him back to a state where he couldn't hardly talk. But with the few of words, you can understand he was letting people, because people felt sorry for him because he was one of the best talkers that I ever know in my time in terms of speaking the truth, in terms of he was just so eloquent in the way he spoke and charming and charismatic. Anyway, the Creator got him to a point to where he couldn't hardly talk. But he would always tell people, don't feel sorry for me.
1 minute and 30 seconds.
Okay. 1 minute and 30 seconds. We say Allah, we ask our Creator Allah to forgive us. If we said anything on this program that was displeasing to you, Allah, we ask you to bless us to always stay in your will and protect us, the true believers, from following our own will, as the show has been talking about. And we pray that you bless us to strive for the spiritual good while we have our little short time left in this world, because you say that while we're here now, in this short time you've given us, it's for time for working for spiritual good and not material things, because you say all this with us material going to pass away and all spiritual good with you and unseen in the hereafter will last forever. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for listening.
Alaikum assalam. You have been listening to the broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, The Reality of a Creator. Join us again next Sunday. We invite you to someone draw you. Have a great day next week, Super One.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled.